Okay, everybody say, those that were not here yesterday, so we did some very important shiurim yesterday. Packet 15, 15A, 16, okay? Very important in Yanim. So I urge you to, if you weren't here, to listen online, because it's very fundamental things that we did. We're trying to see if we can do two packets a day to finish the end of the week or the beginning of next week, to have a bechina next week. And everyone should go on their summer journeys, you know, in good tides. Okay? You'll speak to Rabbi Tachman when he... Okay. Atifas Arash Ukfiya Samita. So basically, we don't really do any of these things, so we can really skip them. No, the word is like this. Avol chayv b'kfiyas hamita. So kfiyas hamita means that they used to turn the beds over during shiva. The tani bar kapara, the mus, duyukni nosati b'hem, uva avonoseihem hifachtiha, kafu mitoseihem aleha. So Rashi says, mus duyukni b'tzel olokim. I made you b'tzel olokim, and with your sins you distorted it. So, kafum mutoseim aleha, you should turn over the bed. So what's the idea? So there's a famous phrase, in the Yerushalmi on page 8. Ba'kapar omar ikunan achas tovah haisili b'sach v'sech v'gim kar mantani l'chaposa afat kfei mitasech. This is the mafkin lishne yichve ha-sirsur. In other words, what is sirsur? Sirsur is a middleman. In other words, like if there's a middleman, somebody like brokers a deal between two people. So who's the shatkin? It's called the sirsur. So what's the concept of a sirsur over here? Is the sirsur is the middleman between the husband and the wife. Because the way the husband and wife are able to propagate together is, you know, through being on the bed. So that's how they create a new person. It's which is born B'Tzelem Elokim. So, therefore, we're saying that since there was a Avera done, caused Misa, so therefore we should turn over the bed to say that you distorted the B'Tzelem Elokim, and therefore we're going to, you know, take the sirsur and make it like on probation, so to speak, you know. So that's the kfiyas hamita. Now, so it's brought down in the poskim, in the that we don't really have these type of beds that they had. They had then. Tosus points out, we have to, we'll find the Tosus in a minute, that we don't have these type of beds, so therefore we don't do this to the beds, b'sman hazeh. And the Gemara says that they would do it to all the beds in the house. You know, all the beds in the house. Page 7? for you. Yeah, yes, page 7, yeah. So he says that, the line that begins, oh, you see where I put the arrow, we'll go a little further down, first part of the line, it's Od. Od yeshli tentam bekfiyas hamita. Lefi shemito sholano kach yicholom lishko benachas vitzad zeh kemo vitzad zeh, vein yiker sakfiyas. Vishnan dal kundesim, madlake, theoretically, you could turn it around, it's the same thing, that the top and the bottom is all the same. It wouldn't be noticeable. You do it this way. Now, that doesn't, the benzo we have today, there's the beds of the Gemara, there's the beds that Tosis is saying Shalanu, and probably the beds Shalanu is a different Shalanu. Understand? So, but Bekitza, it was the way that that would show this idea that maybe Mevatel the Sirsur, at least temporarily. But Mekitzer, we don't do this with Manazeh. Some want to say, Shechter wants to say here from Rav Soloveitchik on page 18. Rav Soloveitchik. This is Rav Shechter wrote a piece about the Sefer Kovet HaRav. Sefer Kovet HaRav was a Sefer that came out in honor of Rav Soloveitchik when he was still alive. In honor of Rav Soloveitchik, different Rebbeim wrote from the yeshiva, outside the yeshiva, they had that article from Rav Moshe Feinstein, from Rav Ruderman, Rav Gifter, interesting things. So in Rav Shechter's article, he has a thing about Chovas HaBayis. So he quotes, this I didn't mention last time, but the Aruch HaShulchan says, we were discussing Sheila Shalom, that the din of Sheila Shalom is not only a din in the Ovel or the person speaking to the Ovel, but really the Aruch HaShulchan says it's a din in the whole base Ovel. So it means that, like a lot of times, a person goes to a base Ovel, and he sees some other person that he hasn't seen, and it's a big reunion. He's this person, he's that person. He didn't see him in a long time, so it's not proper to give shalom even to menachemim that are coming there, to one to the other. The pashup shot, like Rabbi Willing once said to me, pashup shot is that it only applies to the room that's where they're sitting. In other words, like someone would say, it's a din in the hall. The Beis Avel is the room where the Avelim are. In other words, you have a regular house that has 15 rooms. So we don't say the whole house is a Beis Avel. The room that they are, in other words, like, I remember many years ago, my father was sitting shiva, I was speaking to Rabbi Willing about this, about not learning in the Beis Avel. So he didn't think that applied to going upstairs and learning. That requires the pashup pshat. So it's not then in the whole structure of the house. The room, bayis, like Rabbi Nachman Cohen said, bayis you see in halacha means a room. That's why we were talking many years ago with Rabbi Nachman Cohen about Hilchos Mezuzah. So every room is a beisecha, is its own bayis. So, the Ramah quotes that it was a minhag that people would only put a mezuzah on the front door. But even that minhag was only because in the old days, basically a house was just one big room with partitions. You understand? It wasn't like what we have today, every, the real separate rooms.
Like a log cabin.
Yeah, I guess I haven't been much there, but yeah. So he says from Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shach on page 18, he says, the minhag to cover up the mirrors in the Beis Avel maybe is an extension of what? Of Kfiyas Hamita. Because the idea is, kafu mitosem aleha, that the dvus diukno, so maybe that's the same idea, that we don't want, if the tzel malkim has been distorted, that's why the, right, so therefore you don't look yourself in the mirror, so you cover up the mirrors. Okay. I mean, the general, and therefore he wants to say that maybe if you cover up all the mirrors, say you have more than one house in the same city, so the halacha is by kfiyas amiti, you call for all the mitos, so maybe you have to do to all the mirrors, that I don't think is the minhag necessarily. Because it's taking it very literal. That, you know, Rav Avadya Yosef in the Yabia Omer, on page 21, says, here says a very simple shot. He says, because people daven there in the Beis Avno. So therefore, halacha is you're not supposed to daven by a mirror, because it like, looks like you're davening to yourself. That's a different reason. According to, but that's also not the minhag, because the minhag is people do it even in the bathroom. You know, they cover up mirrors. So, and they're not davening there. But the earliest source for this idea is the Chasam Sofer. He quotes here, V'shem Chasam Sofer Shamati, first word line of Shamati. Shadovazah Yotzal Pi Yerushalmi, Nevshas Ovachai V'kfiyas Amita, Dvus Diuk Nusati V'chem V'vazayim, Hifechtiyah Kofu Mitosem Aleha. Shalmi Hosif, Hifchu Hasirsur. Shamiti V'hasirsur. So he says, we're not knowing V'kfiyas Amita, but the mirror is the Sirsur. That's what the Gemara, Chazal say. That in Mitzrayim, the woman would look into the mirrors, to look to see that they were properly kempt, and this way they would be mezavig with their husbands and have children, etc. And that's the Maris Hatzovos, right? That's quoted in the Pasuk in Vayachel. So the mirror also is like a sirsur. So then the Ginzei Yossi said, "Lefidas Hachasam Sofer Losagi Kisu El Tzarech Bahofcho," which is. So the Chasam Sofer is real, with the Ginza Yosef was the real original source of making this comparison. Okay, whatever it is, that's the story. Okay. Okay, that is the story. Okay. Okay, so that's the Kriyas Amita. Then. Right, because in other words, the person died because there's an Aveira. So that was a kilkul in the Tzel Malkim. So therefore we cover up the mirror, or we hop at the bed, because the bed is what creates Tzel Malkim.
So
if
the Aveira, therefore, is the Aveira of Adam Elisha, the Aveira of Adam Elisha, causing Misa?
Or the Aveira of this person, or could be the Aveira of Adam Rishon in general that caused Misa, or maybe.
Well, how is the Aveira of an individual?
Everyone has Aveiras.
Individual changes to it.
Because it's Pogim in the Tzel Malkim, a person's made perfect, and then he's. Avokim Osas Adam Yoshar.
But why is that occurring right now at the
Because the Zman Misas is when he's finally getting, you know, get a din for, you know, all the averas that were done. Okay. So that's Kfiyas HaMitzvah. Take a look now in the Ramban, in the Taurus Adam. Well, first, take a look in the So the next thing, Atifas HaRosh. That there used to be the covering of the hair, the head. Like you see people in this, you know, see these people in the streets, not necessarily Jewish, but they have these head covering and the whole, you know, you've seen them in the streets. You know, covered and the mouth is covered. So the custom was that during Avelos they would take something similar to a talus and put it on the head and then wrap it around the mouth. Wrap it around the mouth. So that was Atifas HaRosh.
Does anyone still do that?
Yeah, we'll see in a second. We'll see in a second. So look on page 5. Shulchan Aruch, Shem Pei Vav Av. Avo Chai B'Atifas HaRosh, D'Hayinu She'Yichase Rosho B'Talis O B'Sudar V'Yachzer K'Soso Al Piv V'Al Rosh Hoter. So that's what they would do. Now the Yerushalmi says, explains something. Let's see what Yerushalmi says. What is Yerushalmi?
Page 4.
Yeah, it's page 4. Rosat al sofa mikan shetaser klachasis is pil. You see, Atifas HaRosh, people normally think, is about covering your head. But it's really not. The main point of Atifas HaRosh is you put the thing on your head, so this way you can wrap it around your mouth. So the Gemara says, so that's the point. In other words, it's just a Hechi Timsa to wrap it around your mouth. To show that, you know, it's sort of the same idea that an ovel is speechless, like hanegdom type of thing. So the Yerushalmi asks, so why don't you just cover the mouth? Get the head. Get something, get a scarf and cover. So the Gemara says, heaven amri pumehu chashash. People say, no, he just has a toothache if they do that. But if you do it from the top, and then you wrap it around, you know, and that's like, I remember we were learning in Yoni Tzitzis many years ago with Rabbi David Willig, so he was pointing out that obviously the concept of covering the mouth doesn't mean that you take the talus, like Rabbi Tzitzis, and you go down to the mouth, or else how are you going to see? So in Atifas Yishmaelim, you know, they walked like that, so obviously they didn't cover their eyes. Right, so it means that you thought the pshat is what it's saying over here. You cover the head, and then you wrap the rest of the talus around, so it's covering the mouth. So the head is covered, and then the rest of the talus is going around, wrapping over the mouth. But it's a din in the mouth. Oh, but again, the same tosis that we saw before. On page 7 says we don't do that bizman hazeh. Vashaina Nogim so Satifa Sarosh. Because it says, Achsunai Yenokai Bechri said, Lolimur Charshu. Yerushalmi says that if you're a guest in an inn, he shouldn't do Kfiyas Hamita. Because they're going to think that you're a sorcerer. You're a machashif. He's starting turning around the, what? Heebie-jeebies, yeah. Kamokain anu ben hanochim, vish ben unabon mishrofos. We have goyish help in the house. And they're going to think that we're just crazy. He had a tears rush. And the tears maybe people just make fun of us, you know. So we don't do this. Now, so if you look at Shulchan Aruch on page 5, it says, "Oval chayev batifas harosh, dahainu sheichas harosh obatalis obesuder viachzor ksosav al piv." Right, or Rosh Chotem. Vani mila shetar tifa b'chol hayom. So he says a very interesting thing, that atifa you should do the whole day, meaning on the head and around the mouth. Avav sheboi menachmim etzlo megala rosho l'chvodam. So it's interesting that the real halacha was that when the menachmim come, they take off the atifa, because it's not covered. Which is interesting. And then the Rambam says, "Yesh omrim she'ein nogim mebedivas eilu batifa, pein aminik pasha, pein hachmir mishanas v'mashal lo nogu al b'seinu." So we don't do that. But you look in the Shach. So the Shach says it should be bomb. Maybe they scope God of Leno Akum, Vavodim Shvachas of Leno, Mir Yesh Linhel Vatifa Ktsas. So he says, the Shach says, that we should do Atifa Ktsas, and Limshach HaKova Lamata, with Nehai Naim. So some people have this minhag that, like Rav Shach is very into this, that a person wears a hat, should be wearing a hat the whole time of Shiva. And that's this key of the Shach. And technically it says that you put the hat like closer down to the eyes. So some people are knowing this, that they wear a hat the whole time. Some people are not. And fakir, the original, the hat thing is a big chiddush. Because first of all, the hat takes away the whole point of the mouth. You know, the whole idea of the head was only because it gets down to the mouth. And the hat doesn't do that. And the Shulchan Aruch says, anyway, that could do it when the people are not there. When the people are there, which usually in a Beis Avel, they're coming in the whole day. So, you know, so, and the, so the Chidah and the Birkei Yosef on page 6, he says, "Ha'olam nogim she'ena olam masatev batifas harosh kol hayom, el b'shash shaboyim lenachmo." So he has a minig, tafka to do with b'shash nichum, the opposite of Shulchan Aruch. "Ein ha'olam masatev batifas harosh kol hayom, el b'shash shaboyim lenachmo." Hepech, b'shakosa poskim. Katifa kol yom shaboyim nachmi megala rosha. Varava godom chayim kfusi b'tshuva ksav yad herich l'chayim u'minag masik v'shaper avdi. Minag Yisrael toyrevi. Okay, so if you can get hold of Rav Yaakov Kfusi's ksav yad, we can see what he says.
When you're alone, when you don't really need a kifa, only when you're alone.
Yeah, so the idea of Atifa basically doesn't exist, except some people wear a makri to wear hats the whole time.
We're looking for something in the Chidah yesterday.
Yeah.
Could it be here?
Yeah. I would have to see. I mean, it has to... Yeah, I mean, the Pidah has a lot of different svarim. So, if it would be, it would be Shin Tzadi Aleph, so it's not on this page. Okay. Okay, one last thing. The Ramban, the Midig is that the Ramban quotes a piece as part of the Gemara, which we don't have in the Gemara on page 9. Is Rabbi Yehuda Marav Minayin LaOvel She'enu Roshay Leishev Al Gabe Mita Al Gabe Karka She'nema Yishvu Ito La'aretz. That the Ovel is supposed to be on the Karka, and that's the minhag, that they sit on the Karka. To parenthetically, the Rambam on page 11 speaks about Kfiyas Hamita. And he has a chiddush that the chayv leishev al mita kfuya. At least on the first day. But this is a halacha about sitting on the ground. Sitting on the ground, which people do. People have those special shiva chairs. So the question is, are those shiva chairs good, or you have to... Because the Lashon is ala karka, you know, which means the ground. So that's what some want to say, that, you know, Sternbach has a discussion about this, maybe it means after the ground.
Where is this Gemara?
The Gemara we don't have.
The Rabbanan.
Yeah.
Is
it Babylon
or
no? Yeah, right. Where is that written? That's the same Ramban, right. Rabbi Tuffman is pointing out, well, on page what? Page 9, that the Menachem also was sitting on the ground. He says, "Rabbi Menachem Nami Yoshim Al Karka." Some Rabbi Yehuda Marav Minayin. The other saying that Rosh Hashanah al Gabi Mita al Gabi Karka Shlema Yishvu Ito La'aretz. Okay, so that's the that's that. Okay, good. One second. Now, the question here also is, and Rav Shechter says over on page 19, you see, some say it should be Mamish the Karka, that's the Pashup Shah. Some say, okay, within Gimel Tfachim was Lovet. Rav Shechter says here from the Gemara Sanhedrin that the Melech would sit on a Dargesh. There's a special lower chair. So the Pashup Shah, so Rav Shechter says, from, he's quoting Rav Soloveitchik, I guess here, is that it should be something different. There is normally chair, but then it can be lower, even if it's more than Gimel Tfachim. It's a din, in, like a shinoi, he's doing something different. Okay, so that's a possibility. Also, the big question is, that's this Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Chaf, on page 20, where it says, Dargish. So it's not from the Gemara, it was done as a Shinui. So that's Shechter has in the Sefer, I guess, Rav Soloveitchik held, that even if it's less than, even if it's more than Gimel Tfachim, if it's a lower chair, that would be sufficient. The question is, does it apply, like, say he's going now to eat lunch in the side room. So some people are still makpid to sit. Rav Abadi thought the Iker Yeshiva is like, if I'm not mistaken, in the, when he's in the Beis Avel, meaning in that room, not necessarily when he's in the, you know, together with the Menachemim. You know,
there
are
no Menachemim
there. Yeah, but Menachemim come every
you know. No Menachemim after 10 o'clock.
No, but that's the base level. It means that you go to a separate room to eat lunch, so he didn't think necessarily that there's a chiyuv. The same thing with Rabbi thought of the Ikir Din is not sitting, and people are machmer in this, but on Tisha B'Av, whether it's a din, like in Shul B'Shas Tekinos, as opposed to that does some hold, others are machmir. But there's what to be so mechon that these halachas are only meant in the base of them, in the shas, in the place of nichud. So not necessarily when they go to some side room and they eat and they, you know.
A dervish or also the Menachem? Because the Ramban said a la carte, you said it applies to both.
Right.
What's John the Gemara here is saying?
He applies to, right, so, right, as Rabbi Tachum said, that's not the minhag, but, okay. Yeah.
Those who decide to shofar in the Kiddah, do Spartan not follow the Tosfos, or minhag is
followed? To do what?
For
what?
I mean, do we still do a
Tifat
Rosh?
Because
if
you don't
add
the
Shomer,
we should do it. Yeah, but we still don't do it. I mean, they do it as much as anyone else does it with those that wear hats. You know, have this the Shachs thing, which is a Chiddush, that it's like a Zecher to the Tifat Rosh. Okay, let's look back at 18 now. Avelus Mishabis. So the halacha is Shabbos Ola Ve'inu Mafsekas, right? Shabbos counts for the Shiva, but it's not Mafsik. You know, Yontif is Mafsik. Shabbos is not Mafsik. Type of thing, just sitting together on the ground. But now we assume that they're mochel, that they don't need the Menachem to sit with them on the ground, they're mochel. So the Yerushalmi says on page 5 that Ein Avel B'Shabbos, to see Birchas Hashem Hisashir, Zo Birchas Shabbos. So the Yosef Eitzel Ima Zo Avelis. And Tosis as well, on page 6, says, Tosis Rav Matcha the Mashma, Hafilu Mandomer, Lonoga, Olo Min Yeshiva. It's Olo Min Yeshiva. And then he quotes the same idea. He quotes that Yerushalmi. Because it's on Hisashi, Leosef Eitzel Ima. So there's no Shiva on Shabbos. So take a look in page 9 and Simon Tov. Shabbos Eitzel Mapsik Avez, Olo Min Shiva. Shrei Mitzvah Dina Avez Noiva. Gram Shiva Tzina is Noiva. So the married couple can't have Tashmish Amita, Rechitza. Well, Dvarm Shabbat Farhesya, Then Lhatsya Atifaso, because if you're having Atifas Ishmaelim, so that he shouldn't do on Shabbos. Well, okay, but and then Shalom Lubar Shabbat Karua and the Machlifa Vemel Machlif Machzir Kor Lachor. The Talmud Torah have a Dover Shabbat Sina. Talmud Torah is considered Dover Shabbat Sina. So Tashu Shemitah Talmud Torah is Dover Shabbat Sina. The Lachzor Parsha came Shechayev Adam. Lashlim Parshiosim Atzibur have a Kikoris Hashma. That's mutter. And then we discussed if he gets an aliyah, if if he doesn't go up, it'll be for Hesia, etc. So there's a famous shach says it in two places. On page 9. Dr. Holy Ishmael. Because the Ramah says, Lavshim Utaf Atifas Ishmaelim, and Tzas Atifas Ishmaelim, and Tzas Mekomus Kol Laman, Ein Tzarek Lahasir B'Shabbos. Holy Ishmael Alayim Beraglov. Because if he's wearing shoes, so he can have a little bit of Atifa, because the mice people know that he's not keeping Shiva because he's wearing shoes. But he says, but then he says, Remes but Mariv cost of Marivayal, cost of the Hacham in the Shach. First word in line is Mariv. Because the Hacham Mutar Mitam Kevin Shenogim Batifa Zugam Achar Zayin, but some have the minhag to have a Tifa Olam. Ramah quotes. Ksas Atifa Shenogim Ksas Mekomo is Kol Lam. So he says, Lostrian Dovshav of Hesel Ma. So he says a big yisod that dvarim shebefarhesia, that it's aser aveilus, only dvarim shebetzina, is only shiva dika halachas. But if there's shloshim dika halachas or yud beis chodesh dika halachas, then that's noyeg on Shabbos even befarhesia. Will get into this shach. So that's why they point out, I think Rabbi Will points out, all the things that, like, not to go to a kiddush or not to go to this, if you don't go, it'll be farhesya, but that's not shiva dika halacha. So then maybe farhesya applies to those things as well. So that's what he says, that shenogim masasik v'cholam, rabbal, asum kovel v'frehainayim, shenogim v'chol shiva. Anything with noe called shiva, then you can't do it with farhesya on Shabbos. But something that's known called Shloshim, or more, then it can be done before Hesi on Shabbos.
For the whole year?
Yeah. Yeah, I think Will is into the Shach. Some people are very into the Shach. I particularly am not into the Shach. Because it's a very big Kiddush. This, other posts can hold that, no, that anything, it's for Hesi, any type of Hesi, body holds, others hold. Any type of farhesia is for usher, but the shach has this chiddush that it's only shiva dika halachas, and then he says it one more place in the by the din of. In the din of Shina Machum, is it in this packet or put another packet? In the din of Shina Machum, there's a halacha. Yeah, take a look at page 19. Nogim Shehem Avelim Shelo Yishanu Umkomon Beis HaKnesses B'Shabbos. It was, the halacha is when somebody is an Ovel, like say, lost a parent, so even though the Gemara says it's only for the first couple of weeks, but the minig is the whole Yud Beis Chodesh, they don't sit in their regular seat in shul or other places. And the idea being, like the Geshe Chaim says, to go to a less mechubadika place. Not we should sit in a more mechubadika place. Pashas mean four amas away towards the back. Less to sit there. And we'll discuss what the idea is. So he says, so the question is, what about on Shabbos? Do you do this on Shabbos or only during the weekday? So the Sivdalin on page 19 says, Anogim Shem Aveil Shalom 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 Shalom. That those that are knowing not to change the seat on Beis Knesset on Shabbos, that's a good practice because it's for Hesia. So the Chabbos says you shouldn't do it. You should have your regular seat on Shabbos. But the Ramah says, Yeshon Mishagam Shabbos Yeshon Mekomo. Pay the minute of Pasha. So the Shach explains what's Shach in the Ramah. So first thing he says, maybe it's not so farhesia, because a lot of times if you want to chafel a shmooze with someone else, so then you go to his place, you know. Ataz is not Ataz. Ataz, whatever says Ataz, that's the Lavush, Aterazov. It's not Ataz, it's the Ataz, the Aterazov. But then he says, that if you hold that Farhesia only applies to Shivadika halachas, which he said before, so then since the minig is to Mishana Makomo more than just Shiva, for Shloshim, all you base Chodesh, so then there's no Indian of Farhesia there. Farhesia Avelis is the Avelis Shiva. So others disagree, like everybody disagrees and thinks it's all Avelis. And the reason why the Ramah says you can do it is because this is not called really a din of Avelis. It's not part of Isuri Avelis, really. You know, it's not one of the restrictions of Avelis. Why do we do it? We'll see in a future packet. It's the person should feel the golos, he should... You know, so some other reasons, but it's not one of the Nihugi Avelis per se. It's not like Nila Sasando, Sicha, Pizza, you know. It's a separate thing that's done.
I mean, why
can't
you say the first reason of the
Shach
is that it's just
definitely the Vahesia? Yeah, the first reason of the Shach is that the Vahesia. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to... It's hard to believe that's not for Hesia because it depends. If it's people that, you know, always sitting here, there, you know, I told you they want to speak to this one, they sit with him, they sit with him. Yeah. But in most normal shuls, a person has regular seats, more or less. You know. So, yeah. Then, as I... There is a, but then, you know, the issues of Farhesia, the thing that we discussed yesterday. Okay, now, this is the question. Could Avelis start on Shabbos, and can Avelis end on Shabbos? L'chora, starting, it shouldn't be able to, because you can't do Kfur on Shabbos. Even all the Shef always likes to say, even in the Akum, you can't do Kfur on Shabbos. So L'chora, Avelis would never start on Shabbos, so not true. So says the tour on page 12. Kazim save her mitzvahs. That's the smack. It save her mitzvahs gadol and save her mitzvahs katan. So whenever he says save her mitzvahs, you have to know which one is to talk about. So you look at the Beis Yosef, he says, hakol b'smak. It's all the save her mitzvahs katan. It's a smaller book than the save her mitzvahs gadol. What if a person hears Shmuel Krova B'Shabbos? So it means the Kfur took place 10 days ago, but he didn't hear about it. He hears about it on Shabbos. So then what's the din of Shmuel Krova? No Hek Shiva B'Shloshim. So now he starts right away. So does he start on Shabbos? So it says, HaShabbos Olo Lo Liyom Echad. Ulumacha Koreyam Havale Yom Shishi Shvila Avelis. In other words, so Shabbos counts as day one. And he has to do Dvarim Shabbat Sinna. Ulumacha Koreyam Havale Yom Shishi. And then he'll do Kriya the next day. He's not going to do Kriya on Shabbos. But then and the seventh day of Shiva will be on Friday. Hey, Kosev, Olo Lach is Gedol. So Rabbi Chiel, Kosev, Shein Shabbos Olo B'Chiel is Aminyan. You can't, Shiva can never start on Shabbos, even if it's through Shmua Karova, because it has to start with the Varm Shiva Farhesia. It can't start with Varm Shiva Tzinna. That's not a real start. El Yadka Limnos B'Yom Rishon. So then, if somebody hears the Shmua Karova on Shabbos, then Shabbos doesn't count for anything, and you first start Shiva on Sunday. And then the following Shabbos is the seventh day. And then he's no Gdvarim Shabbat Sinna, but Mikzas Hayom. And the Mitzvah Sayyam Kekulo, and then it ends. So how do we paskin? So
Krova include the hearing there that the main thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so take a look on page 13.
What
is he not even first?
What do you
have to deny in the first year of that? Talmud Torah
and
Tashmi Shemitah.
All the regular.
Dvarim Shabbat Sinna. And Zion says, Hashemesh will krova b'Shabbos. Hashabbos ola lo liyom echad. Lumacha Korea, Vavala Yom Shishi Shvi Yudavelis. So he passed it. That it counts. It's done in Shabbos. But then the question is in Halacha Hey. They have the din of what about Hashomer on page 13? Hashomer Shmuel Krova Shmuel B'Shabbos or Berego. Ulamotzei Shabbos Nase Rechoka. If he hears it's day 30 on Shabbos, then Sunday it's already day 31. It's already Rechoka. So what's the din? Eino Noheg El Yom Echad. Then it's considered Rechoka. So the question that's asked is, on Shabbos is day 30. So he hears on day 30 that his relative passed away 30 days ago. Okay? So now, is this considered Shmua Krova or Shmua Rechoka? Because day 30 is still within 30. So it should be Shmua Rat Krova. It should be knowing Shiva. But when Mai said, he's not doing anything. He's not doing Dvarim Shabbat Sinna. So we say, well, the Maisitz Tok Shloshim, what do we say? Since the Farhesi is only going to be on day 31, then it's really considered a Shmur Rechoka, because he's not really starting it till day 31. So, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Eino Noheg El Yom Echad, it's considered Rechoka. Even though the Maisitz, so that's the question. Even though, I mean, Konigsberg here has from Rav Salvechik in his sefer that, even though it's a little bit strange, because on one hand we say that Shabbos is Ola, Liyom Echad, right, when the Shmuel Krova is on Shabbos. So then day 30 on Shabbos, it should be Ola. So it's Ola, yet we still say, what? It's a Shmuel Rechoka. You would think that if it's Ola, so that it's Ola on Yom Shloshim, so it should be a Shmua Krova. that's what he speaks about in Salvechik on page 16. Yeah, so you say some answer to see how what he says here on page 16. Give some terrors. Okay, whatever it is, that's the halacha. L'maisa, it's ola, but l'maisa, it will still be considered a choka. L'maisa, there's no... Because it's ola, in a certain sense, it'll count, but to be considered, I don't know if he says it here, you have to see what he's saying here, but if l'maisa, it's not farhesia, then it's still considered rechoka.
Well, isn't that
whether it's rechoka or... Well, it's you only keep one day of Shiva. If it's krova, you keep 7 days. He gives some terrors here. You have to see if that's the same terrors that we were saying, a different terrors. Maybe a different terrors. Well, what?
They're not saying on Shabbos the other does not change them?
What?
The other Shabbos will not change the seat?
Ashkenazi person changes the seat. Changes the seat.
On
Shabbos, yes. Ramah Paskins, he changes the seat.
He goes back, right?
Because it's not considered, the push-up shot is that it's maybe not any of the shocks they wrote to, but that's not Isuri Avelis. The shock gives things that, oh, it's not for Hesia. People are always changing the seat. What? There's a din of changing Malcolm, but it's not a din of part of the Isuri Avelis. It's not a din of Rechitza Sicha.
Okay.
So those are the dinim that are not going on Shabbos. I mean, before Hesia. This is something that was known for the first couple, first couple of weeks. We'll see the rest of the first week he sits. The second week. Yeah, then by the third, fourth week he's already back. But we know it's that type of golos, it's a type of... but it's not Isuri Avelis. So I think that's the simple shot. Not like any of the Tevruts. Could be someone said that to me once.
You know if I'm forbidding a heel, you still have to be darned to the sinner, right? Just be an extra day.
Yeah. Okay, now... The question is like this, so when Shabbos, the last day is on Shabbos, so when does a person get up? When does a person get up? So there's two opinions here in the poskim. When does it end? Usually he sits Shiva, and then with a Menachem and leave, on a regular Shiva. Menachem leave, then he gets up. But there's no Shiva. So this is a Machloikas, a poskim. Between the Bach and others. So if you look in the Bach, on page 11, so he says, so what did he really do on Shabbos? Ordinary the field mace will mace by Echel Shabbos, the Yom Shvi, Shechu Shabbos, also B'zvom Shabbatzir, call HaYom Shvi. He says, he's also the whole day. B'yom Shabbos, Eino HaGel, B'zvom Shabbatzir, so you didn't do any mace and nikar that you could say mix it say Yom Kukulo. Because you need a whole yom mishivas in mitzorich she yasa maisa nikar. So you didn't say the mahanchi. So therefore he says, inochanami. So that day, chen ein, page 12. Ficha yotze mimuksa hayom, amal, so therefore what does he have to do? He has to sit the whole day. So that's what the Bach says on page 12, at the end. Lufi. The paragraph begins with Lufi. He says, Vada tzarech hu linhog abeilus bedvarm shem tzedek kol hayom! Avatash shemisha, the imlo yinhog yala b'sha'achas tomar atzmach, heichu chozer l'aveiluso, because he assumes that he's going to have to do something on Motzai Shabbos also, to make up that he didn't do anything. There was a whole day of Shiva, he did nothing. He only did Varm Shabbat Sinna. So therefore he says he has to go the whole seventh day, and plus Motzai Shabbos a little bit. Mitzvah Siyam Kukulo. Pachi Nakhtin Lohol, Varm Shabbat Sinna, Kol Yom Shabbos, Shechav Yom Shvi, Linog Sha'achat Aveil, B'maaseh L'achar Havdalah. So that's the Bach. But the Taz disagrees. They said no. The Taz says, "V'chol inyan miktsas of kulo, I know also miktsas also yim mechayev." Page 13. So he says. He says, no. The used to be Shev Al Tasa. He says, no, it's good enough. He says, the people keep extra Motzei Shabbos, this is made up, he says. There's no such thing. Mixes shachris, a few shachris, you head to the close of the Torah. Okay, so the minute is you wait until after shul. After they go out from shul, that's good enough. Really, you can get an aliyah ready because it's already mixed to see on kakulo. But the minute is to, like during the week, to wait till after davening. So that's what the Taz says, and that's the general minute. So he doesn't like what his father-in-law had to say on this matter. Ain't there nothing klal? Al gamba Shabbos muter achas fi the shachris b'chol mokum the inlof shum iser machmas avel gamay. And what people do that they stitch shiva on Mosai Shabbos when it's already after the seventh day, he says this like what his father-in-law suggests. He does not think is proper.
Sometimes you have a yom tov, you have such a case where last shavuot somebody finished shiva on Shabbos, and that might have.
Have yontif, like this past yontif. Okay, we don't normally assume like the Bach in this case. You know. Okay, so we managed to do two packets today. So it's Yata Dishmaya. Okay, so as Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. And this way we're hoping that sometime in the middle of next week to give the Mechina. If you want a specific day, what do we say? Wednesday, Thursday? Mm-hmm. If you do two a day, what comes out? Monday would be the last day of the Shiurim. And you tell me you want. What should be the day? Should it be Wednesday? Should it be Thursday? Should it be Tuesday?
As early as possible. Wednesday and then. Tuesday.
Well, okay, you'll speak to Rabbi Tuchman, we'll get a consensus. But the Maisa, you don't have to wait till we finish the Shiurim to do the Chazar. You can be doing Chazar now. Or whatever. Okay, you think about it, and you'll check in with Rabbi Tuchman, and he'll let me know what your feelings are. Okay?